Good morning, Rich.
Good morning, Amy. Thank you so much for being with us.
I'm very happy to be with you. How's it looking up there in Maine?
It is springtime in Maine. It's a beautiful thing. As we say around here, we're greening up real good.
Oh, nice. Nice. It's a beautiful state, huh?
It is indeed. Love the new record so
Yeah.
much. What a terrific collection. And I understand this was in a way Willie's idea.
Yeah, well, we had my first album is Born in a Trunk, and Willie and I sing a song that he wrote called Waiting Forever on it. And when he heard what Jules David Bartkowski, aka Gulas, my band leader, did with as far as arrangements went and his band, Willie just loved it so much. He said, "Well, why don't you do a whole album of my work?" And he sent me 50 songs that he suggested that I sing. And I narrowed it down to 20, and Jules narrowed it down to the 10 that he wanted to play with, and then he said, "Would you trust me, Amy, and let me take these wherever I want?" And I said, "Go, Jules. I mean, he excites me so much. He's like my secret weapon, you know. He takes me places and that I couldn't have ever thought to go. You know, I never knew I'd be singing a Willie Nelson song in the style of punk." Or a Brazilian carnival or fiesta or French pop. It just went all over the place, and I just had so much fun exploring all these different genres with him.
Well, in many ways, you do what Willie has done for years with other people's songs, a complete reinterpretation and making them your own in so many ways.
Yeah, well, that's been the fun of it, you know, just kind of n not just doing covers just like they're done. I mean, a couple of them we don't change too much, but you got to shake things up, keep things
Absolutely.
fresh.
What was it like to revisit Angel Flying Too Close to the Ground?
Well, that's a song it's my favorite Willie Nelson song. It's in my heart. He wrote it for my character in Honeysuckle Rose, so it's been in my life for a long time. And I recorded it feeling certain about ownership to the song. And after the fact, people said, "Oh, you're so daring to take this iconic song," you know. So I knew I had to do a good job on it.
Well, you do indeed. Also, I love you teaming up with Steve Earle on I Wish I Didn't Love You So Much.
Oh my God, Steve Earle, what a talent. I just was thrilled when he agreed to sing that song with me. And he's going to sing with me at City Winery on May 4th. So I get to get on the stage with him and do it, which will be really fun. He's
And
got su he's got such a great voice. You know, on the first album, I do a song from the soundtrack from One from the Heart that Tom Waits
Right.
composed. It's called Old Boyfriends. Crystal Gayle sang it on the album. And when I heard what Steve's and my voice together, it kind of reminded me of the Tom Waits, Crystal Gayle dynamic, as far as, you know, Tom's got that kind of gruff, deep voice, and Crystal's more lyrical like me. So not that I can compare myself to her, she's just amazing, but I just it gave I just felt so special about that, because it just reminded me of that album. That's one of my favorite albums in the world.
I love your vocal, and I love the arrangement of one of my favorite Willie Nelson songs, I'd Have to Be Crazy.
Yeah, he actually didn't write that one. He put it on the map, but it's written by Steve Fromholtz.
Right.
There's two songs on the album that Willie didn't actually write, but that I Wish I Didn't Love You and that one. Or Wish I Didn't Love You is a Frank Lesser song from the movie Perils of Pauline. You know, but he recorded it, and that's why I knew it, and I think he's claimed it as his own now.
Well, and he's such a wonderful singer and interpreter of other people's songs that I think sometimes his incredible skills as a songwriter get forgotten a little bit.
Well, they shouldn't, because he's quite genius at that.
Now, I understand too, there's a bit of a family connection here that your son worked as a roadie for Willie.
Yeah, no, my son Gabriel Barreto is pretty much responsible for all this new world that I've been immersed in. When Gabriel was about to start college at Sarah Lawrence, he needed a job for the summer, and I asked my friend Willie. I said, "You know, do you have something for Gabriel for the summer?" And he put him on as a roadie, and he came back to New York with the talent of being able to smoke everybody under the table, I was so proud. But that connection continued, and Willie and Gabe are practically family now. And so Willie Gabriel's actually now my music manager, because that's what he does, and he's also produced the albums.
Well, you mentioned you will be at City Winery. What's it like getting up and performing music in a live setting like that? It's obviously very different than filming a movie or a television show. What's that experience of having that immediate reaction from the audience?
Well, I mean, I've been on the stage since I was 9 months old, so the immediate reaction of an audience I'm used to, but it's a very getting up and singing as yourself is a completely different experience than getting up on stage and acting another interpreting a character, you know. So there was a certain amount of panic. We did City Winery for the first launch as well, and there was serious terror in my bones. But it's interesting, because when I stepped out and I got in front of that microphone, all the experience, stage experience, crept into my body, and I was home. And so it was like the same sort of, I was interpreting songs, I was interpreting what these songs mean to me. It's the same thing as acting, and it was kind of liberating to not hide behind a character. I guess I'm at a certain, finally at a time in my life where I'm more accepting of myself, so I don't need to hide.
I'm sure you've heard this a million times. Well, I'll make it a million and one. Crossing Delancey was and remains one of my favorite films of all time.
Oh, thank you. It's been really nice. It's had a little resurgence, you know, with the Criterion putting out a new 4K Blu-ray, and Peter Riegert and I have been presenting the film to a much younger audience these days too. It's really fun. It's found a new generation of moviegoers for it.
Well, the new album
Debut.
Always Will Be is so wonderful,
Oh,
showcasing great
Rich.
arrangements, and I hope people check it out and get to see you live performing. It's just a delightful collection, and it's a treat to get to talk with you, Amy.
Wow, thank you. Thank you so much. And we have vinyl and CDs too, if anybody wants them.
Thank you so much, Amy. Be well.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.